Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Dillinger reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Boudreau, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra takes first base on ball four. Hitchcock moves to second. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Murray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Easter reaches second base with a double. Clark goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Easter scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Chapman moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Fain moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker moves to third. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0 for 2 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Easter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Hank Weiss now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Avila steals second. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garcia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. There goes Murray trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 7-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Ali Clark. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.